Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's Monday, so we're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good to have you. So you guys had a pretty scary thing happen yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, last night, as a matter of fact, we had an idiot out on Navarre Beach try to abduct a girl, and we got in a pursuit with him, chased him all the way up to Yellow River Bridge where he crashed. And then, like most criminals who are stupid, he gets out and decides he wants to fight with four or five deputies, and he ends up getting tased and taken into custody. And he's now a current resident of the Milton Hilton.
Does he? By the way, Candy's here. She says hi. Can you hear her?
I can hear her. Hey, Candy.
Is there a bond amount set for him yet? Do you know? Or does that have to be this
I don't
morning?
Know.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be at first appearance. So.
Okay. He did not succeed in actually kidnapping the girl.
Correct. It was a 9 or 10 year old girl. And that's what basically got us out, you know, to start looking for this guy. And, once they found him, he took off at high speed. And once you try to abduct a kid, you know, we're going to chase you till wheels fall off and then, make sure you end up in jail. So, and that's basically what happened. He lost control of his vehicle right there at Dead Man's Curve is what we call it, right before the Yellow River Bridge on 87, flipped it, and then, like I said, got out and wanted to fight.
Wow. So the girl, I mean, what was the scenario? Was it on a street or on the beach, or like how did, like what actually happened? Because it's helpful to teach parents when the threat arises. It's also helpful for kids to know what they need to do, right?
Right. And I don't know the exact, I'm still driving into the office. I'm going to read the report when I get in, but I would just say this, you know, and I know everybody goes to the beach to have a good time, and I would love for everybody to have a good time, but you have to watch your kids very closely because we live in a very safe county, but not everybody lives here. We have transients that come through. And, you know, they're capable of some pretty bad things.
Man.
So just pay attention to your kids.
Man, and I know that's the kind of thing where you swarm to them, you find them, you chase them, you get them.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's something you kind of raise a question. I don't know that you and I have talked about this. I talk about chase policy a lot with Sheriff Simmons.
Yeah.
But, you know, the policy in Escambia had been previously to avoid chasing, but then we started to have these drive-bys that were all being done by stolen cars, and so they decided to, you know, instead have a policy that a stolen car, they would definitely engage a chase because that's to cut down on the use of them in other criminal activity. I don't know what your policy is in the county and if it has enhanced or changed in the last year.
No, it hadn't been changed. It's still a forcible felony, you know, and that's another thing that this guy did once the chase initiated. He rammed one of our patrol cars. I forgot to tell you that part.
Okay.
And then tried to ram some other ones. So once the felony's been committed, you know, they can chase. And, you know, we don't want to put people's lives in jeopardy for a tag light being out or something. There's several agencies in Florida who have a pursuit policy of if he runs, you pursue.
Okay.
And, you know, we don't want to end up killing somebody because he got a tag light out or something. So it has to be something pretty substantial for us to get involved in a high-speed chase, because not only does it put the dirtbag's life in jeopardy, but it puts my deputy's lives in jeopardy and the general public. I mean, you're just driving along going to Walmart. Next thing you know, some idiot runs into you doing 100 miles an hour. That's a bad day.
Right, right. I thought that it was pretty standard that law enforcement agencies had, you know, in the old days, you think they chased everybody and then that had changed over time. So you're telling me there are other agencies in Florida that will chase on everything, which is, that's news to me. Interesting.
Yeah. I believe one of them is Florida Highway Patrol. They'll chase. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yep, they sure will.
I wanted to ask you, this is just I'm kind of just curious how this works because, I'll just say it for what other people might think. The world smells like marijuana today. And we don't even have legal, like just recreational. It's kind of my wife and I were, you know, walking the other day and, you know, we smelled the really, really pungent, disgusting smell of somebody in their car getting high. Using their medicine. And it occurred to me, I thought, you know, it used to be you'd pull somebody over and that was probable cause. And you and I have talked about how the canines that would all alert on marijuana, they could not be used anymore because that's no longer probable cause. And you've had to have canines that learn to alert only on hard drugs. But as an officer, I assume it's the same rule. Like if you, it could reek of marijuana and that is not probable cause, right? You have to show a behavior or something.
Yeah, I mean, it still can be used as probable cause if you engage with the person correctly. Because first question, when you smell marijuana in a car now, used to, yeah, you just pull them out, you'd search the car, and that'd be that. Well, now the first question the officer asks is, do you have a medical marijuana car?
Oh, you are allowed to ask?
Oh, yeah, you can ask.
Interesting.
You can ask. And yeah, and then it's up to them to provide it to you. If they do not provide it to you, then that may be used as probable cause, because that means they're possessing it illegally because they don't have a medical card. So, and I would say to people out there who do have the medical card, carry it just like a concealed weapons permit or just like your driver's license, because if you've got dope in your car and you get stopped and you don't have that card yet, you can go to jail.
Interesting. It makes sense to do it as a, you know, a proof of legality, but I'd not thought about it as how if you're, you know, carrying concealed and you don't have your ID, or if you're, I mean, not now in Florida, but previously, but certainly, you know, carrying weed and you don't have a license, that can be, you know, that can actually be a problem for you. We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay. And this is brought to you by the good folks from Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For more info on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. That's K-N-O-X. Knox knocks them out. We are still seeing a slowdown backed up in both directions, and not a hard backup, but slow on Highway 98 and Tiger Point, both east and west of Garcon / Avalon. That is due to construction. Watch for your areas at construction. And if you see a slowdown or accident, 437-1620. I'm Candy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. Back to Bob Johnson, Sheriff Santa Rosa County. The dogs, by the way, the canines are all now only on hard drugs. They don't alert on marijuana anymore. Is that right?
Yeah, the only we have one dog that alerts on marijuana, or two dogs actually, that still get trained on marijuana. One's in the school system and the other's in the jail.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, obviously in situations where they can't have it. Okay.
Right.
Last thing is Stuff the Buses Thursday, something that you guys participate in every year, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What a great cause. You know, it's getting to be school time again, and I know the kids aren't wanting to go back to school, but I'm sure parents are wanting them to, probably. That's the way it used to be around my house. It's like, please, please, school, get back in session, please, please.
The countdown clock for kids is till the end of the semester. The countdown clock for parents is to the end of summer. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
But I urge anybody, you know, that wants to donate, that's a great cause. And we participate every year. And hopefully they'll have a big year this time, too.
Absolutely. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Sheriff, as always, thank you so much for the time. I look forward to talking to you again next week. I appreciate it.
Sounds good. Take care.